Houston Texan draft pick David Quisenberry
fighting a formidable lineman, David Quisenberry.
Houston Texans lineman David Quisenberry is keeping a positive outlook.
June 6, 2014. For many, it's just another day in the calendar year. For Texans offensive lineman David Quisenberry, it is a day he will remember for the rest of his life.
He was one of those guys that you look forward to seeing play. He was really attentive and wanted to pay attention to what the older guys were doing.
A leader, guy who looked good in practice. And then when the Bill O'Brien era begins, you think, all right, Quisenberry, this is now his chance. He's healthy to make an impression on this new staff and really make something happen in 2014.
After spending the entire 2013 season on injured reserve, it was time for David to take his spot as a Texan starter. But what he was about to find out would turn his world upside down.
Nothing like really alarming at first. I just kind of felt like I wasn't sleeping good enough, or maybe I needed to work on my nutrition. But then like when I started to do those things and I felt even more tired, even more sluggish, there's something in the back of your mind like, hey, something's not adding up here. Something's not right.
David was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The promising offensive lineman had no choice but to put his career aside to begin his battle with cancer.
Once they told me, it was, I don't know, probably disbelief, like, no way. Like, nah. Like, I couldn't believe it, you know? I couldn't, like, process that I literally was just a professional football player and now I'm a cancer patient. That was tough.
I couldn't believe that this young man who was playing professional football with no problems the day before, the week before, now has cancer and has the fight of his life in front of him.
For a young stud like that, my gosh, 23 years old, to have that happen just when, you know, he's just entering into the zenith of his athletic career is really heartbreaking.
In the beginning, like after the first round, I'm like, piece of cake, I got this. But like round 8, 9, 10, I didn't even recognize the guy in the mirror. Like I had lost so much weight. You know, I felt like the furthest thing from a football player. And that's when you really think like, man, how am I going to come back from this? How am I going to come back to play in the NFL from this?
Teammates, family, friends. Thanks to all of their unwavering support, David was able to keep his sights set on his ultimate goal of returning to the game.
Emotional evening here at NRG Stadium. David Quisenberry, the offensive tackle who's been fighting for his life.
I just remember, like, the night that he came back, after he'd been diagnosed, been through several months of treatment, and he came back for that Indianapolis game in 2014. Yep. That was incredible.
This is something that most people don't know. That year, it was 2014. Christmas Day, Bill actually came over to my apartment just to hang out with me and my family, just to say, we're thinking about you. That was a cool moment for me.
He just has the right spirit about him, and he's a great inspiration for his teammates.
Sacrificed my whole life to get here. I know I can play, and I wasn't gonna let cancer take that from me. Oh. Hey. Oh.
He was an inspiration to everybody. His goal was not only to beat cancer, his goal was to return to the NFL football field.
To see him, gradually get better and better, and you'd watch him in the weight room and he did it day in and day out.
For me, it was a matter of keeping him involved and using his strength, which is leadership.
He had surpassed and the cancer was away and out of the system. And so that was the first step. And now it was like, okay, now he's trying to get an opportunity to play the game again.
Your body's an amazing thing. It's just, it's amazing how it can heal itself and how you can get back.
3 years after his diagnosis, David was cancer-free and playing pro football on the Texans practice squad. In December of the 2017 season, David received an unexpected Christmas gift he'd never forget.
I had gone to talk to Coach, to Bill. He said, you know, Quiz, I love the way you work. I watch you every day. Like I study you, and you're ready. Like, you're ready to play. I got pulled up, and that was it. Then they was like, yeah, you're gonna be active for the game.
All right, here we go.
Basically, Bill kind of he stood up there and he said, guys, we got a guy in here today who's was basically on his deathbed, and he's about to go out there and play an NFL football game. Like, if that doesn't get you fired up, then I don't know.
Merry Christmas and welcome to our coverage of Houston Texans football. The Texans take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at Quisenberry Clay in his first ever regular season game.
I got DQ with me. I said I got DQ with me.
I was really excited. It was like I was floating the whole game. But it was also football. It was NFL football. It was my first NFL game.
Now to see him come back, and I think, my word, what a comeback story.
What better day to celebrate David's health than on Christmas Day and him being a captain?
I don't know if you'd find a story that would top that. You know, he was on his deathbed, and he came back from it and then played in the NFL. I don't think you can really top that story.
It's like everything coming full circle now. Like, he's truly, truly back.
What's one word you would use to describe yourself?
Survivor.